There was nothing robotic about the scene in Taipei last week. Hundreds of people, rainbow flags in hand, cheering, hugging each other after Taiwan's Supreme Court struck down a ban on same-sex marriage as unconstitutional. Taiwan is now set to become the first in Asia to legalize gay marriage.
There were already a lot of signals in the recent history of the country that basically paved the way for this development.
Renato Sabadini is with ILGA, an organization of more than 1,200 LGBT activist groups worldwide. He says Taiwan has been relatively tolerant on LGBT issues. Gays and lesbians can serve openly in the military. There is a huge gay pride parade on the island every year. But he says many of Taiwan's neighbors in Asia have lagged behind. Just last week, there was a video that went viral of two men in Aceh, Indonesia, being publicly caned for engaging in sex. Sabadini says the court decision in Taiwan sends a strong message to Asian leaders who have long described gay rights as just a Western phenomenon.
Latin America, North America, and Europe represents a Western space, so to speak, because of the colonial history and whatnot. The fact that you have here an Asian country which has no particular history in the sense of being especially bent on the West or so, it really shows that there is an inside movement, an inside wish for equality is very significant, is very significant.
Could Taiwan's court ruling bring more tolerance and even policy change in other parts of the region?
Well, in the neighboring countries, let's say in the countries which occupy the same geographical and cultural space, that could happen in Japan, maybe in Thailand, for instance, and Vietnam, and maybe in a little bit longer term, or even in China mainland. But other than that, in concrete terms, we do not see any consequence in the near future for countries which are not immediate neighbors of Taiwan.
How much do you think some people in Taiwan are using LGBT rights as another kind of political tool to distinguish that nation from their nemesis, the People's Republic of China, where LGBT rights are far more limited?
Well, that certainly can play and probably has played a significant role. The idea that there can be another China, there can be a different China, a progressive China. Paradoxically, this may be said also in the relationship between Taiwan and Japan, in the sense that even Japan, who everybody could have expected by looking at the kind of progress of the country to be one that would have wanted to be the first in Asia to have equality marriage, but is still so dragging far behind. And definitely, yes. I mean, it will be interesting to see what the reaction of the nomenclature in Beijing is, since in their eyes, in their mind, Taiwan is a physical part of China, to realize that that part of China has moved on by decades compared to where they are now.
That was Renato Sabadini of the international LGBT activist group ILGA. You're listening to The World.